Emily Wilkins has never done a data check.
No, but she's taking care of those folks down in Washington, D.C. That's a job in and of itself.
Emily, you should come up and Karen can give you data check lessons. It's like everybody goes, yeah, no big deal. And then when you do it, it's like, really? Emily Wilkins joining us here.
I agree with you. Karen, yeah. Karen's got the best data checks. Absolutely.
And she kills it across assets as well. Speaking of data checks, did you count how many Congress people are in Capitol Hill today?
I mean, they should all be back by the end of the day. We got about 100 senators that are back. We got a couple lawmakers trickling in, but this is it. Everyone's got to get back. We got a big 3-week legislative stretch. Yeah. We got to get things done before July 4th or not get things done. We'll see exactly how things pan out here.
Has there been a Manchin sighting?
There has been a Manchin sighting. He wasn't votes last night. He was asked about his thoughts on the gun control bill. But really, the key player for that I think everyone's looking at right now is not Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, but the senator from Texas, John Cornyn. He's the one who's really in the room with Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. And they're really trying to hash out some sort of agreement when it comes to guns, mental health, school safety. The thing, of course, is that Republicans want to go pretty narrow on this. And we're going to see if Democrats are okay stepping away from some of their bigger priorities on gun control to take what Republicans are willing to offer. So I think that's going to be a huge thing. But at this point, we don't even have bill text yet. So any sort of vote is still quite some time off. It's not something anyone's expecting to see this week, I don't think.
All right, Emily. So, I mean, you mentioned that the 3 weeks, they got to get stuff done before they go away for yet another recess or whatever they call it down there. What really is the to-do list? What would be considered, I guess, a fruitful month of June for Congress?
So I'm looking in particular at the House because they've released their schedule for the next couple of weeks, and they've just packed it with a ton of different things. I mean, we're talking, there are measures about water infrastructure. There's Food and Drug Administration fees. It's a lot of stuff. It sounds really wonky, but, you know, for people in these industries, this stuff does have a big impact. And I think why you're seeing a lot of this now is, number one, because Democrats know that they are in a real way running out of time, that they have until November to get things done, that they usually take the entire month of August off. They've got October for campaigning. So that leaves them really only a handful of days until the November elections, where the Republicans are expected to take control back of the House. That's really the way things are looking right now.
I don't get this. Why should the Republicans cooperate?
Well, there are some things there is still bipartisan legislation. We don't talk about it a lot because it's usually pretty under the radar stuff, or it doesn't have as big of an impact as some of these other larger, sexier bills. But there are bipartisan things that go through. And I mean, this is true when Republicans control the House, true when Democrats control the House. It's usually some non-controversial stuff that's getting done or stuff that people can agree on. I mean, these water infrastructure projects, these are things that are going to benefit Republicans and Democrats alike. This is kind of sort of the good governance upkeep type thing. And these aren't the things that are going to necessarily make or break elections the way that, say, gun control or abortion rights or gas prices are going to. And so there's a lot less controversy around them and a lot more willingness to get things like that done.
Emily, thank you so much. Emily Wilkins with us, of course, of Bloomberg Government.